Zayn, man.
Going on, going on.
How you feeling?
Good, feeling good.
I'm not even going to pretend to talk into these microphones because we're filming with the mic on the camera right now. This is a nightmare. How you feeling, though?
Good. I mean, nice to be out here.
Yeah?
I mean, fuck with it.
You been to L.A. before?
Second time.
What'd you do the first time?
Shit.
Trapped?
I mean, nah. I recorded a lot, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, because you were out last. I forgot that that's how this went, that I was sick, and that's why we didn't link up last time.
Yeah.
And that's also why it's 1 in the morning right now, and I'm fucking here interviewing you, because I was just like, I'm not going to let this fuck up a second time.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. All right, so where are you from exactly? Tell me about what corner of Maryland you grew up in.
I'm from Landover, like Bracey Road.
Okay.
I mean, I seen shit that like typical kid would see for real.
Like what?
Like,
is this a regular ass like sort of neighborhood or what?
Nah, it was like hood for real.
It was bad?
Yeah, but I moved my grandmother.
You moved your grandma out of there?
Nah, I moved with my grandmother because they didn't want me to.
Where did you move to?
I moved like, shit, like, I don't know, it's between both places. Like,
okay.
What would I call it? Mitchellville.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching The Wire a lot lately, so I feel like I'm really tuned in to whatever's going on out there, bro.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? You ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
Really?
What is that?
It's like a crime drama that started in 2002 about, like, it's just about, like, the cops and how they deal with all kinds of different, like, criminal groups. Like, the first season is all about, like, this the dude selling crack in the projects and how the cops are, like, dealing with them. Everybody's snitching. It's wild as fuck.
I don't fuck with snitches.
No, you don't fuck with snitches? All right, so how did Zayn Man the Rapper start to develop, become a thing?
I mean, because as known, people think that as people say two things all the time. Like, oh, you take Zans, or they even say that your name's Zan Man because you got bars. But I was known for having bars.
Mm.
Like, so, I can count the times on my hands when I took them.
For real?
Yeah.
So you were selling Zanners?
Yeah.
How the fuck you get into that lane? You got a prescription or something?
Mm.
No? You need a plug?
Yeah.
Stewie?
Yeah. Family Guy.
So that was like, when did you start doing that?
I mean, probably I would say 2016 when I first got my hands.
You were in high school?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know about Xanax when I was in high school.
What did y'all have back then?
Like bad weed and like light beer. Basically, is what I would describe it.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
All right, but talk to me about what you were like in high school.
Horrible. Yeah.
How?
It was bad. I did whatever. Like, I remember my 11th grade year, I rode a moped in the school.
You did?
Straight through. They thought that principal ain't know. They thought they was buffering. Somebody was buffering the floor.
But you telling me you just pulled up in a moped?
No, it was the janitor's moped.
Oh, you took it?
Yeah.
How, you found the keys? You hotwired it?
It was the keys already in the back of the school.
Holy shit. That was one of your more famous capers. You get suspended for that?
Yeah, I got expelled for it.
You got expelled?
Yeah.
So what did you do? You just go to a different school?
Yeah, they took me to a holding cell though for a while.
For real? I don't
know why they did that. A little fine, but
dude, they were trying to scare you straight.
Scare you straight.
And I just want people at home to know how rare this interview is. Can I get a light above it? Am I allowed to smoke blunts with you? Are you of age?
Yeah, I'm of age.
You'll hit the gas?
Hell no, I'm on probation.
Oh, for real? Never mind. I won't be blown in your face and shit.
I mean, go ahead.
You're probably used to it because all your homies smoke, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is being on probation a new thing?
It's new. I mean, it was either that or go to trial, face 30 years or 6 years, you feel me, incarceration.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you doing facing 30 years? Should I tell you what I heard?
What you hear?
I don't think it's right, but I heard that you and your grandfather beat somebody up together. Or at least that you were locked up together.
Years, facing 30 years.
I know, for beating someone up, that doesn't make any sense. All right, so maybe attempted murder or something? I don't know.
No, it was
juice
like,
it up.
It was like involving a gun.
Oh.
Yeah, basically somebody said at a college party, I pulled a gun out on him because I couldn't get into the party. But why?
No truth to that? There's no truth to that? It's kind of lit, I'm not going to lie.
That is turned. That is turned. I like that.
I mean, if you got it on you, you got to pull it out sooner or later, right?
Yeah, but why pull it out? You're not going to use it.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
I'm not just going to, hey.
No. You feel me? That's bad news. Especially at like a college type shit. You ever see that clip of Famous Dex from jumping out of the car, pulling the gun out of the college party because everybody's trying to take photos with him?
I did. I ain't see that.
It's so funny. He's like in the car. There's like all these people around, and he just pops out. Ah! Just starts yelling and just pointing the gun, and it just looks crazy because it's like out of college. That's funny. Yeah. So, you graduated?
No.
You didn't. What happened?
It just stopped because I was supposed to graduate 2017 originally, but I stayed back. So, I went to school another year. I was supposed to graduate 2018, well, 2019. Well, this past, what was that? May, June is whenever they supposed to get up. But due to was I got locked up, that messed up everything. So, I was like, I'm not about to go back for another year. That looked weak.
You just kind of gave up on it at that point?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're getting kind of famous in that area anyway? If you went back to school, would everybody be tripping out?
Yeah.
They love rappers. They probably ain't got that many from around there, right?
Nah, it's a lot.
There's a lot? Who else?
Man, I have a lot of JRs down there.
A lot of little mini Zans?
Yeah. Mini Zans.
Like press Zans.
Yeah.
The press.
honestly, it's a lot of rappers down there. The DMV need more people to be, like, more people, how can I say it, like, more targeted. In a way, they need people to focus on that in them cities because it's a lot of talent out there. But yeah,
I feel
the ones who made it though.
Right. When I first heard you, I think somebody was like, "Bro, he got like the DMV flow, but he switches it up and he's mad melodic with it." Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah.
Who are you? Because when we say DMV flow, what do you think of that? Because that's like, we know what we're talking about with that, but some people at home might not necessarily know who they think is of that style.
Of that style, that DMV flow, basically kind of punching in after every line. So I see some people that does the DMV flow, that like where it started, when people started to focus on that area around, was Big Flop, you know, Free Big Flop. You know, you got people that's in the game a long time in that area, like Lil Dude.
Yeah, Dude and Goo.
Yeah, you got Guna. So
you gonna give any love to Hoodrich Pablo? I feel like he was kind of early on it too. Even
yeah, with the punching in, I was about to say that, but the only reason why I didn't because he's not from the DMV.
Yeah, he pulled up, set up shop, learned all the styles.
I wouldn't say that was my first time hearing the so-called DMV flow when I heard him.
But it's crazy because that style has blown the fuck up. Where now, I swear to God, half the time somebody donates for me to listen to a song, it sounds like a fucking Swear song or something. Like, it's crazy the extent to which that flow, because the thing is about that flow is that, like, you could do, like, a shitty-ass version of it, and to somebody who doesn't really know what they're listening to, they might think it sounds all right. It doesn't sound all right. It's actually really bad.
Yeah, that hurt.
Nah. You got a good version of it, because you're, like, the rare person who has that a flow in that family, but actually stands up. And you look like a Kool-Aid guy, too.
Like a what?
A Kool-Aid guy.
The Kool-Aid
guy. Bursting through the wall? No? It's like your overall demeanor.
Yeah.
Who else people tell you look like?
The Fat Boy SSE.
No, that's what I was thinking of.
You tell me that all the time.
Every time I talk to you.
Right, every time you talk to me, you tell me that. Then I forget who else they say, but yeah, they don't really see too many people.
No?
Maybe.
The baby. The big baby.
They tell me I look like everybody that's big. Literally everybody that's big.
Yeah, that's just like boring ass jokes. Yeah, compare every big dude to every other big dude.
They can see Rick Ross, fucking Biz Markie. They can see anybody that's big.
You got like a beard coming in. Kind of crazy for your age.
No, I don't like chin hair.
You don't. So you get rid of that, but you look like you would have a Rick Ross beard if you weren't.
When I was locked up, I grew it all out one time. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you trying to fit in with the Muslims? Fuck no. I'm not Wolverine. I'm not growing that shit up.
I'm not Wolverine. All right, so when you start to get like more serious about the music side of shit? Or, like, get interested with it. Yeah, because you've been making music since you're like 11, right?
Yeah, I've been recording myself since I was 11. But I've been making music, I'd say, since I was about 9 or 10. From me and, you feel me, Kato and Petey, we was...
Those are your boys growing up?
Yeah, those are my cousins. Okay. You feel me? So we was recording on the fucking a beat from an iPod Nano.
Wow.
You feel me? So then there's this app called IMT Pain. We used to do the little auto-tune and...
Oh, really?
The little singing and stuff like that. And it just worked up to when I was 11. That's when we got our first studio off of Amazon. It's about like $300 for a little Focusrite interface and shit like
wow,
that.
Wow, really?
And we used using Mixcraft.
So you were trying to really figure the shit out early on. You weren't going to like just not know how to do this shit. You were like, I'm going to figure out how to make some banging music.
We did it all ourselves. So, yeah, we really did it all ourselves.
That's crazy.
So that's kind of the lane that I went in because I also, at the Mixcraft, I learned how to work Pro Tools. And, you know, Pro Tools is what most of the professional studios use. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's like, you know, I'm sure so many people see your stuff and they're like, oh, it's like new rappers all the time. And they would never think that you've been working on your shit for 10 years.
Every song that's out besides the Hell Yeah mixtape was recorded by me and my house.
Damn.
Every song.
What happened to your cousins? They don't rap anymore?
No, they do.
Okay.
They do.
You're just the one who's making the most noise?
Yeah. Mm. They next, though.
They're next. So you're coming back for the team?
Yeah.
You don't got like a crew name picked out yet or like a label name or some shit?
Plug Music.
That's what you're going with.
And Wealth.
Yeah. You seem like you talk about drug stuff a lot.
Drug?
Hustling. That kind of shit.
No, but the people that's, you feel me, that's in that group because we used to have a group called Forever. But Forever... That's what it started as. It was just us three, me, Kato, Petey. But I don't know, because that's like if your name was... All right, prime example, Pitbull. You got Pitbull.
You literally you just think about Pitbull? I get that a lot, honestly. Like I see people make memes of me sitting next to Pitbull all the time. So I'm just...
No, I'm talking about Pitbull, like the rapper.
Right, no,
if
I know.
If you type in Pitbull, the dog gonna come up, not the rapper. So it was like, if you type in Forever... Our group not gonna come up because we not that big yet, so we had to change it. So.
Yeah, that's how I feel every time I see a rapper coming out and their name is like Brian. That's like, it's like, yeah, I feel you, but nobody's ever gonna be able to Google that. So I feel bad for kids who are born these days who can't get the Instagram ads that they want and deserve. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people ask me if I wanted to change my like name to just Zaman. Kevin and Zan serving on like the social medias because that was like who I am. I was serving Zan's basically backwards almost.
That's kind of
serving Zan.
That's kind of like a good rap name in and of itself.
What?
Just Zan serving. Serving sounds like the last name part of it.
But that was because my whole family called me Moody. Like having a lot of people in my family don't know my real name.
Oh really?
So that's I'm Moody to everybody. So,
are you Moody?
Me, a little bit.
Me too. I'm an emotional fuck. I feel like what I do every day is based on how I wake up feeling.
Yeah, that was my name on Twitter and all of that. It was Moody Serving before I changed my name. I made an EP called Zaman EP. It was only had 4 songs on it, like 2015, 16. Mm. So early 2015 or 16. So.
How many tapes you put out?
Got like 36 now, and that including the ones that's on Apple Music.
Right.
So yeah.
Where the ones on Apple Music are like remade ones with the shit cleared and everything?
Nah, they new. Not, yeah, they are separate, like tapes and stuff like that.
Right. What, damn. So like you were just like working your ass off, making a ton of music and just putting out, grinding, huh?
And it's just work ethic to anybody out there. Like, never stop because, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. I know that's what it seemed like that a lot of these artists are doing, but those are the ones who don't last in the game.
So many people hit me up, like, one, like, freaking out about their music careers and shit. And I'm like, bro, you're, like, 19. Shut the fuck up. Like, you ain't putting any work. You got to grind for a long-ass time before you can start
playing. I mean, I'm only 18. I'm not acting like you're going to be even the biggest artist, but I'm definitely going to go down in history. Mm. Like, with them artists that made a mark on, you feel me?
I'm a believer. I'm a big fan. I'm a believer. I got to be honest. Yeah. I listen to this shit.
Appreciate it.
Have you ever had a TikTok?
TikTok, like the app?
Yeah. Because I know your shit blows the fuck up on there.
Yeah. I mean, Gucci, you feel me?
Gucci went crazy on there.
And I was locked up at the time.
I had a meeting at the TikTok office, and I was telling them about that. They didn't know, but they were watching it, and they were, like, looking up a bunch of different ones and shit right in front of me in the TikTok right. office, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Because it's like, all right, Gucci is a song that is always the ones that you least expect. I'm not going to say that I never downplay my music. I would never not put in work, but I would never expect Gucci to blow up. Because the songs that I try on, because all of my songs on every mixtape I label, I do... sing a song, then a trap song. Sing a song, then a trap song. And I label it greatest to least. So the song that's at the bottom is the one that I think is the worst. And Gucci was the third to last song on that team.
Okay.
So I never expect that to get, feel me, over like 2 million on like two different videos and 3 million on, well, 4 million on SoundCloud, you know, stuff like that.
Does that make you wonder if you can trust your own instincts when the song that you didn't think was popping ends up being the most popping song?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, weird.
Normally you think that you're capable of guessing what the dope song is, but then that just makes you feel like, fuck, I got to keep recording more and more because my random ass throwaway that I didn't even think anything of ended up being a big ass song for me.
Hell yeah, because that's a lot of my tapes, though.
Really?
A lot of them. Like, ones that's like, why does this have this amount of stream? Why does this have, you know, and I never expected.
Right.
So.
Do you, how you feel about the other Xan rappers out there? Did you see when I was educating Lil Xan about you?
Yeah, I seen it. I appreciate that. But I feel like out of all of the Xan rappers, like, I'm the best. yeah, honestly, because... I don't know. I'm not going, you know, be cocky, but I'm starting to get the recognition that I deserve, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's all I can say for real.
Right.
My diversity, I can do old school beat and rap like, you feel me, Nas, or I can do a up-to-date trap beat and punchlines and everything.
Right.
And this is all me. Most of my songs are freestyle. So
you just get in there and just go to town. You don't got none of those because, like, you're kind of known for having some wild ass punchlines, just like crazy things. It's not even like punchlines because they don't sound like they're supposed to be jokes. It's just random shit that everybody's just like, oh, you hear what he's, you know, I don't know. It's like you tend to have that effect, but that's all just on the spot.
On the spot, like a lot of my stuff, a lot of the stuff that I see is just on the spot. I don't really, you know, yeah.
No, I feel that. So have you done meetings with labels? What's your outlook on all that in terms of coming up in the music industry?
I mean, I'm going to just keep on working because I want to show that I'm somebody without the label. You feel me? So I'm going to just keep on working until I make that mark that I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? I'm Sam at Without Y'all.
Mm.
So because a lot of these labels, they getting somebody that offer, okay, they first million views, blow that song up, work on it, then that's it.
You see yourself having a much longer career.
Than a lot of people.
Mm, definitely. Where do you think that confidence comes from? Like, you always just felt like you could actually be the dude that...
Because I'm a very supportive person. Mm. I don't knock nobody hustle, but it's a lot of people that I just can't get into. I'm really listening to nobody. Nobody gonna be able to say that I sound like anybody in the game, except for some of my punchlines because I get that inspiration like from Lil Wayne. But he's one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Literally top.
That's two. Who you were listening to as a kid a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. A lot of people say that, so I'm not that surprised to hear you say that. But you are pretty young, to be honest. I was listening to Lil Wayne in 1998 when I was in eighth grade. That's crazy. You were not born then, I'm guessing.
Not
even close.
Nah, close. Close, like 20, like 20 something, like 24 months close.
But. Right. I was saying that to somebody. I'm like, you know how I'm old? Because I got a hand job on Y2K. Like when it turned over to 2000, that's old.
Damn. Good hand job.
Probably not. I was like 15.
Damn.
What's your outlook on girls and shit? I was just watching this video of you in Times Square dancing around with this girl. She had no rhythm. We got to get her in dance class. No
big,
offense.
Big dance class. If she big
got
offense.
A, if she got nah, an uncle in the gang offense. Or some shit, I'm sorry. But
yeah. Nah, that's big offense. any of our uncles can holler at us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big offense.
Man, I got a story about some uncles trying to find me to kill me. And they didn't find me. But I heard about them looking for me and they were definitely going to kill me.
Damn.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, like how old?
I was like 19. We trashed this girl's house so bad, and her fucking uncle was an undercover, or her uncle was a cop. And he'd like pulled up to the skate park that we were always at, like multiple days in a row, looking for me with a bunch of his fucking cop buddies. Like they were really serious.
Yeah, I don't like cops.
They didn't get me though. I was out of town. And I came back, and everybody at the skate park was like, bro, these fucking musclehead dudes are gonna kill you. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I was out of town.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's great.
Yeah, but girls, what's the outlook?
What's the outlook? I mean, I got a girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to my girlfriend.
She you sure about that?
I'm positive.
You're blowing up. You might not need all that in your life.
I mean, you are crazy.
I'm going to get you in so much trouble. Nah, you got to be the hero now and be like, nah, I love my baby.
I mean, I do. But at the same time, you feel me? Because she been with me like through the storm for real.
Okay.
So, and that's what I'm saying. That cheating shit, in my opinion, is childish.
Really?
Because that's how a toxic relationship start. Because that's when whoever cheat is going to start tit for tat game.
But this is the thing, you're 19, it might be the time to be childish. Okay,
fair enough. Yeah,
you tried that. Yeah.
You tried
that. I tried that. That's just a little life advice. You know, you're the first person I think ever came to this interview straight from the airport with your suitcase.
Yeah, big luggage.
Actually, you and your whole crew have suitcases too, which is pretty, yeah, that's pretty epic.
Big luggage. I broke down their chopper.
Have you been around guns your whole life or what?
Yeah. I mean, my grandfather.
Yeah. He was just a fan of defending himself.
I mean, you can say that. I mean, we used to go out the country, shoot guns. We used to, yeah, shot my gun when I probably shot when I was like 11, matter of fact. So it was crazy.
Were you always putting them in your videos and shit?
What?
Pistols?
You said, do I put them in my videos?
Or have you always put them in your videos? I noticed that you have a lot in your videos, but then you also will put the warning to be like, these ain't real.
But that ruined the whole thing because look on point. He's going to, Thomas, he going to shoot the video and say, these are all props, but have me with the clip. At the end, clearly bullets. You feel me?
Right.
I mean.
But you got fake bullets in there.
Yeah, it's fake bullets.
Possible.
Yeah, it's fake bullets.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm
not saying you. Saying.
They, I didn't know they had a fake bullet.
I assume. I don't know. I seen them in the gun store.
For real?
I didn't buy them.
Yeah.
But you know, like, when a gun comes with, like, the safety bullets that you can, like, play with, that you can, like, practice, like, loading the clip with and shit?
Yeah.
Those are like a different color, so it probably wasn't those.
Those are like more silverish.
You're more of a veteran in the game. I'm like new to like knowing about guns and shit. I'm about to like buy
them. You don't like guns?
I mean, I'm interested, but I'm not like super educated.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up around that.
I mean, me neither. I just know how to shoot.
Well, if the whole rap thing doesn't work out, I might have a job for you.
For real?
I might need some security, yeah. You ever think about that?
I mean, no, I would not be no security.
Dude, one of the security guards that fucking works for us is just like, he's like, he loves being a security guard. Like, he got a picture of him, like on his Instagram, but it's like him, like, He got a lot of pictures like him walking behind the celebrity that he's guarding, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got like a photo of A$AP Rocky walking across the street and he's right behind him. But he's like posting that photo. And I was like, that's kind of tight. He's like,
I mean, yeah, there's dedication.
Definitely. So what's your plan in terms of your career right now, in terms of like what you feel like you need to accomplish and shit?
What I feel like I need to accomplish is, I mean, I don't really like the, I'm gonna have to work on more of my people skills. Cause,
nah, you're good.
Nah, because a lot of people have come off very ignorant.
You think? Yeah. I think that people fuck with you. I think that's actually like one of the best things you got going.
Because
like
straight and forward, especially over the Twitter, some people might be thinking I'm being a troll, but I'm dead serious. Like
on Twitter?
Yeah. Sometimes, but I'm talking about in person. If I had another rap name, it would be Pure Ignorance.
Pure Ignorance?
Yeah.
That's how you feel?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Because like, I just don't be caring about my actions or what I do sometimes. But I mean, I might think about the consequences after, but
that's
I don't. But at the same time, I'm not this person that try to put on this tough act all the time.
Right.
That's just not me. I just come off as that. But I come off as ignorant. But I don't try to put on this whole tough act because it's not cool. Because if you really from the hood, you don't want to live in that shit anymore.
Right.
You want to get out, and people be saying, oh, you going to Hollywood, you going this. I guarantee if you had an opportunity to get out that you would. You wouldn't hesitate and say that you want to stay in the hood.
Hell no.
So.
Yeah. You know. But isn't that weird that you are making a name for yourself and getting famous and getting money off of like just talking about a bunch of shit from the hood, and a huge part of your audience is white kids that just like kind of wish they were from the hood?
It's like, that confused the shit out of me, y'all. Oh, no. Nah, I don't think I'm trying to get the white people though because
that's getting big. Getting big is getting the white people.
Nah, I'm trying to get the females too.
Hell, because exactly. Getting big is getting the females and the white people, right? Because you could be a super dope rapper, but if only the hood knows about you, then you're not that big,
right?
You know,
because look, the females are the ones that's gonna buy the tickets, and the males are gonna come there because you're like, it's females here, let's go there.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to get that female.
So you're working on your sex symbol clout.
Yeah,
sex. I mean, see, the world is broken wide open because I seen a chick that weighed like fucking 400 pounds on the cover of fucking some women's magazine. What was it, Vogue or some shit? So we could definitely have you on the cover of fucking GQ, just flexing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm 400 pounds.
No. But I'm saying if that bitch could be on the cover of that shit, you're definitely good.
Nah.
400 pounds. Nah.
Yeah, I'm like a good two something.
Nah, yeah. You skinny fat or you just fat?
Skinny fat. Skinny fat. Yeah, though. Speaking of, they tried to play with me with on the cover with me and Young Manny, but I'm not going to get into it. They made me fucking look like Margin Boo and shit. It's cool. I don't care, though.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
What's up with Young Manny? That's your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin.
How's that going? You guys both kind of coming up at the same time?
Yeah. I mean, we close. You're very close.
You think you're close in terms of clout?
Nah, I'm talking about that we are like
close friends.
Like close family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, we are definitely close in clout, though.
Is that like a low-key like battle to who could be the
more popular? Only time we compete is in that studio.
Mm.
That's the only time. But outside of that, it don't matter. That's the only time we compete in the studio.
You're wise. That's the attitude to have.
Yeah. Well, then there's no competition. He got more views than me. He did this. He did that. If you think about it, almost everything that he put out on YouTube got him a million views.
Mm.
At least 1 million. I say 2 videos that got a million. Well, point is almost at 2. Well, 3 is about to be pink. So, but I mean, it's gradually.
After this, they're all going crazy. You come on No Jumper, every video, 5 million.
I don't think 5 million.
I mean, you know,
I'm trying to reach there. I'm trying to get up there.
I mean, you're Xander.
I'm definitely going to, though. But, yeah.
You're Xander, man. You can do whatever you want.
I can. But don't tell me that, because I take heed to that and literally get locked up out here again.
Mm, all that's a very good point, too. I seen you showing me love in that complex article. I appreciate that. And Yachty and Rico Nasty, because they both showing a lot of love, too.
Showing a lot of love. I actually went to high school with him.
With Rico?
Yeah.
Really? That's crazy.
When I was in the ninth, she's in the 12th. So we had, like, this wild ass. Forgot what class. I think it's English.
What did you think of Rico Nasty in high school? That's a really good question. What she was, what your image of her was? Was she, like, the cool girl?
Nah. She is quiet, though.
Okay.
She is quiet, but she is chill.
Now she's all... thrashing, mosh pitting.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her.
She I used to think that people really fight at mosh pits. That's why I never
They do.
For real?
I mean, shit, yeah. A lot of the shows I went to, bro, some of the most violence I ever seen in my life was fucking mosh pits where you're like looking down and you're seeing like 30 fucking fights, all different fights happening at the same time. It's just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But that's not that common these days. That was like common me. Growing up, all those crazy ass hardcore shows we used to go to and stuff. I feel like it's more chill now. Everybody got a camera. If you're beating the shit out of somebody in the mosh pit, you're going to be on YouTube. Yeah. You think you're making a double XL cover next year? Rico will hold the spot for you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, also, YB and Cordae was on there. Mm. I don't really get into... I mean, yeah. I'm planning to be on there.
Not a fan of Cordae?
I don't listen to him. I don't listen to him. I fuck with, you know, the Namir and...
You fuck with Jay? You're more a Namir fan. Because you got that pistol talk, Cordae's too woke for you?
No, I fuck with Jay. You feel me? That's the first person that I actually started to, you know, network with when I was like...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because I had a friend that knew him from the Xbox and all that shit, so...
Those dudes. You were gaming hard back in the day?
Back in the day. I was gaming.
GTA?
I was Call of Duty-ish. Mm. I was about to start a YouTube channel. But I was like, let me take this rap shit off.
I mean, you can still start a YouTube channel. X have vlogs with like 5 million views. But I mean, you could be a League of Legends YouTuber and a rapper. It's like, shit change. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Nah. I mean, that's not really me.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You want to keep that side of your life private?
Nah, because I don't game. I can't remember the last time that I got on a game, especially since I got locked up.
Yeah. But hey, you never know. You might have like, you know, a game company chasing you down. Like, hey, we're trying to give you 50 racks to play fucking this game on your stream or some shit.
I'm playing.
We'll deal with that when that time comes.
It's not all about the, you know, money or anything, because... I guarantee you, if I didn't have a penny to my name, nor one fan, I'd be recording like how I do now. So
that's how you know you're doing the right thing with your life. Because like when I think about it, I do so much shit in an average day that I don't want to do. Like I sat and answered fucking emails for like 2 hours before. But the interview shit is the one thing that even if I made no money from it, I would still be grinding that and chasing after it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the one thing you can't help but do is the thing that you should usually go towards, unless you're like a heroin addict.
No,
I know you're not. But, you know. All right. So you got any plans for like new projects?
Or
new videos, anything?
The live videos on the Hell Yeah, I'm about to shoot Rockstar. Make it Midnight Part 2. I gave that song to somebody for an exclusive. You don't want to know what for. With the price. And that song blew up. It got, 700,000 on SoundCloud and, like, 300 on YouTube. Oh. And I didn't even know because he's like, can I have an exclusive? I'm like, this is yet another throwaway. So I'm like, here you go. Had this. It's semi, like, $70.
Blew up. I'm mad we don't have more time on here. We should do a video together.
Yeah.
Like a music video, but also, like, a trailer, like a dance clip.
Yeah, we should. I'm with it.
That's the new wave.
What, the thriller type thing?
You do the wall?
Huh?
You do the wall?
Yeah. I'm old school. I like the cooking. With little pancake, catch it.
Well, my homie was here with his 4-year-old daughter the other day, and she was doing the wall. And I started doing it, and she just straight up started telling me I was doing it wrong right away. She's like, no, that's not how you do it.
I think Blogboy JB opened a door for a lot of them wild dances that people doing now. I was just talking to him. Because, like, from Rover, the original video, it was, like, how he's doing all of them, you know, dances and stuff. He started a lot of that. A lot of people was not, like, look at the artist today, example. If this was, like, 2017, you wouldn't see nobody doing that. You'd probably see, they'd think that
like shit. Like, little kids, but you wouldn't see, like, a gangster rapper really, like, dancing like that. That was not a thing for so long. But now it's like, bro, the NLE Choppa is like the new block boy for this year. Crazier dance moves. It was even more tweaked out. He's kicking back.
I'm definitely going to do a backflip on my next video.
A backflip into the pool or on flat ground?
No, flat ground.
I want to see that.
No, you don't. Break my fucking neck.
You're going to put a mattress on the ground, huh? You're going to put a mattress on the ground and break your fall? That's what they do in movies and shit.
What?
Put a mattress on the ground, like anytime you see somebody falling or it looks like they're about to break their head open, it's like they got like a mattress on the ground or some shit, I assume.
Yeah. I guess I get what you're saying.
You ever just have a bad day and take 5 Hulks? No. What kind of day would that be?
What type of day would that be? Would be, I'm not even sure.
No.
But so many drugs that took 5 Hulks. True story.
That happened?
No, not 5 Hawks. Though.
That's insane.
It just rhymed, but it wasn't 5 Hawks.
See, I figured you couldn't be that fucked up.
Yeah, I couldn't. I would be dead. Exactly.
That's why that lyric caught my eye. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? He really like that? I was wondering if I was going to pull up and you were going to, because you know you like meet a real Xanhead. You know.
She was actually a Xanhead, the girl in the Hell Yeah video. Uh-huh. Ultimate Xanhead.
Man, anytime you meet a girl online in New York,
see, where did I meet her at? I forgot. She actually came with the cameraman. I'm like, man, I need some females in the video. That's the only thing I never had. Mm. Like, he bring her.
I'll make it happen for Zay, man. I know the porn star business. We'll get something good going.
Something good going. That's the fuck I was talking to somebody last time, like, bring the females.
You were telling me, and I was like, bro, I can't even get off the couch right now. I was like, shit, man.
Oh, yeah, you were. And I remember, what I remember is when I called you and I was crushing hot wings, like, 6-7 in the morning. Crushing hot wings. Like, what's up? What's
going on? That didn't faze me. Every rapper I know eats a ridiculous amount of wings.
I want to know where you get them 24 karat gold wings. I want them.
Oh, from the fucking 2 Chainz show or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro. I love wings. Goddamn.
Shit, buffalo wings are my favorite now. Mm. Well, they've been my favorite. I love
chicken. You got me thinking about it. But, I mean, like, there's nothing worse than a skimpy ass wing. Like, I need the thick meat hanging off that.
Nah, that shit be pumped with steroids. I don't like that.
You don't even want that?
Nah, I like a cool wing. But not a skimp ass wing, though. Not some small ass wild ass. You feel me?
You know, I heard like people say that, like, because somebody saw me eating wings and they were like, oh, you definitely have like the black person style of eating wings because you fucking suck every bit of it off. And they're like, the white person way is to go, and then put like 40% of the meat back down.
I'm like, yeah, leave the middle and shit. You can't leave the middle. Like,
no, hell no. That's like my personality. Like, I got to eat every last bit of everything. Like, I'm not. Hell no. Leave a bunch of meat? Fuck that. Nah, fuck, if I saw somebody eating wings like that, I'd be tempted to eat the middle for them.
I'd get mad. I'd flip it quick.
You're not supposed to be
here. You don't deserve to be eating chicken.
Facts. Yo, Zan man. Zan serving. You got a message to the people out there?
Message to the people out there. Man. Shout out to the whole plug, Music and Wealth. Manny, PD, Kato, Cool, Key. My Hawks. You feel me? Like, couldn't do it without none of y'all. Thank you for everything, you feel me? And the people out there that never stop working because your time coming soon. You feel me? Just keep on supporting. You feel me? With No Jumper. Zan is
Zan, man. No Jumper. Yeah. Let the record show that I stayed out till 2 in the morning to get this interview done because I'm such a believer in Zan, man.
You know what I'm thinking of? And you should start doing, like, like kind of like how Sway in the Morning do like freestyles. Mm,
I was just watching Lil Dicky freestyle on that, and I'm like, man, we got to start doing that. But
you guys,
man, that takes a lot of work to get somebody to come in and do like 5 minutes of crazy ass rapping, and they're not looking at it, they're not reading it, they're not punching in, they just do it perfectly off the top of their head. That's crazy.
I could. I want to be the first one to do it, though.
Nah, but that's just, that's a lot of rapping ability.
No, I have a lot of rapping ability. I wish I had freestyle.
Well, but I bet you probably have so many songs that you don't even know the words to.
Nah, it's not a song that I don't remember.
You remember them all?
Every single song.
Wow, that's impressive, actually.
Yeah, from the ad-libs, from the way that I said it, to everything. I remember everything.
You'd be 35 one day and you won't remember shit.
Hell yeah.
All right, I appreciate you, bro. Everybody out there, Zen Man, number one rapper in the world right now.
Hell yeah.
Go fuck your bitch.
Fuck your bitch all the time.
Steal your wallet, etc.
Bro, cool. I ain't going to steal it. I'm going to take it from you.
Yeah, take it.
You going to do, but.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
All right. No Jumper Coolest Podcast in the World. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.